Well, the grain markets put in a pretty good performance for the month of July. Traditionally, July is not a month where we see a lot of the grains rally a lot. And this time, we did see some pretty good strength. Part of it due to weather concerns, part of it due to war concerns. We did see the grains give back a pretty good chunk of the gains the last week of July, but we still finished the month with some pretty good strength. Looking at it for Minneapolis wheat was up 14%, with most of the contracts finishing 83 cents higher for the month. Chicago wheat was up 9%, which equates to about a 50-cent gain. Kansas City gained 13%, close to where Minneapolis was, up 82 to 83 cents. Corn picked up, improved by 6%, gaining 24 to 28 cents. Soybeans were the weakest of the bunch. They are only 4% higher for the month, but that equated to about 45 to 50 cent gains. Soybean meal was up 6%. Soybean oil was up 2%. Canola was up 3%, equal to about $23 gains. Livestock were the weakest ones. Live cattle lost anywhere from $9 to $10, which was about a 4% decline for the month. Over in the feeder cattle market, we lost anywhere from $16 to $24, which equated to about a 5% loss for the month. Hogs, though, did see a little bit better performance, gaining 4%. When you look at it for the outside markets, the big winner for the month was crude oil. It was up 30% for the month of July. Gold was unchanged, and the dollar was down about 1%.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.